A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
All right, we thought we'd mix it up a little bit and add in some guests onto the Mom Truth podcast. This one's with Mel Robbins, where honestly, it is someone we have known online and literally loved from afar. We got to sit down in New York and her advice had our team being like, whoa, free therapy and just something that I think we could all use right now. Always with a little bit of laughter, because if we're not laughing, what are we doing? I hope you guys love it as much as we do. Take a listen.
I'm now unemployed and barely holding it. The kids are missing the bus every day. I'm hitting the snooze alarm 4 or 5 times a day. I'm drinking away my problems. I've stopped calling my friends. I'm hiding like crazy. It was awful.
Welcome to the new series, Cocktails and Conversation with Kat and Nat.
And we've decided to bring you all of these conversations with people that we like to have, where there's a little bit of wisdom, always hilarity and hilaria. Yes. Some famous, some just cool. Some drink, some don't drink, but there's always a conversation. Cheers. Join us. Gin?
No, that's a ginger drink. This is gin. This is gin.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. What the hell is this?
Look at this.
This is vodka, ginger beer, fresh lime juice, and citrus oil.
We got that one?
Oh, gin martini. I'll be shit faced.
Is that a hard no?
Okay, here's what I know of you. I know that you wrote this. You have been in this space for a really long time before it became a popular space.
What space?
Well, like optimistic, being...
Okay.
Yeah, sharing positive ways to live your life, right?
Yep. Like,
you...
Inspiring people.
Inspiring people.
Mm-hmm.
you wrote this and it didn't go right away to number one. You wrote 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You created this whole movement that our actual friends do, and that's how I learned of you. Yes. They were like, Mel Robbins, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yep. I'm gonna apply this.
Yep.
Then when this went later on, it caught fire and went later. Is that correct? Like, you grinded it for a while.
Keep going. I'd love to hear this. And I'll tell you.
Okay. Well, then I believe. Well, then you get a TV show. That was out of the blue. That was crazy.
For us, out of the blue. Maybe you've been working on it for a while.
Then you're on TV.
Oh, she wasn't gonna talk yet. Got it.
And then you're like a social media mogul.
Yeah.
And you have a family and kids and a life, and you work out a lot, even though you don't want to. You still do it.
Oh, you don't?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's do this. I'm not in the mood, but I can do this. Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I on the right path?
You're on the right
path. Did I do a good job?
You did an exceptional job.
Now tell us the real story.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers
to you too. So you got a ton of it right. I mean, basically, you're right. I am an author, and I published the 5-Second Rule, which was no small feat because I have major dyslexia and ADD, and I self-published this.
Right.
So what happened for me is I ended up writing this book, but the story actually begins 12 years ago.
Okay.
So 12, how old, I'm 51, so 10 years ago. No, yeah, 12 years ago. I'm math. Okay,
same.
I'm really good at math when it comes to money. But when it comes to anything else, forget
dollar,
it.
Dollars.
So I was 40 years old. Our kids were really little.
Yeah.
And my husband and I were in that stage of life where we were both working and like in it together and both making money and trying to like.
What were you working at the time, a lawyer?
Oh my God, that would have been like career change 27.
God.
So at the time, I had practiced law for a while as a public defender, and then I had gone and done corporate litigation, and then I got into the dot-com scene in Boston. And then after one of the companies that I was in moved to San Francisco and got sold, I hired a life coach to help me figure out my next move. Mm-hmm. And I, in working with a life coach, was like, well, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And so I started in 2001.
How old were you?
2001. Oh
I just,
God.
I think
this
it's,
is like a
I,
math
no,
quiz,
I just think it's
sake.
So important that
so
women
it's like
hire.
19 years ago.
Yeah, so you were 30.
19 years ago, I became a life coach.
At 30.
Yes, nobody knew what the fuck it was.
I want people to hear that because I feel like some people get to like their 30s and they're like I can't change now.
Oh, of course. In fact, you have to. You are not going to have the same job for the rest of your life.
But they're like, I don't.
Times have changed.
Well, a lot of women DM us and they're like, I could never do anything different. Like,
of course
this is
you
what
can.
I'm, yeah, right.
Of course you can. And here's the other thing: unless you have a job that requires specific skills. That
right.
are required by law.
Like a doctor, neurosurgeon.
Yeah. Or a chemist, or an engineer, or something that requires you to have specific training. All the skills that matter are soft skills that you can gain in all different types of jobs,
mm-hmm.
whether it's project management, or learning how to be more visible with your work, or learning how to express yourself. Or marketing is nothing more than talking about what you're doing, packaging up what you're doing.
Yep.
I was a life coach with a great practice for about 7 years, and then
how did you market yourself 20 years ago
without social media
as a life coach?
Oh yeah, Facebook wasn't even started.
There was no social media.
There were no smartphones. Whenever you introduce yourself to people and they say, "What do?" I would say, "I work with really successful people who feel stuck."
There you go.
And everyone would go, "Oh my God, that's me."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Oh, great."
I think that most people are stuck because they don't know how. Even if it's just like in one area, they're stuck in something. Most people are stuck in something and don't know how to get past a situation with their partner, a friend, a family member, a work situation. They feel stuck somewhere.
So that's a perfect line to get
Yeah, lines. That's where you were like, and go.
Right. And so 19 years later, what I know, having literally helped millions of people, is that the reason why you're stuck is because you are out of sync with who you really are.
Mm-hmm, totally.
That everybody develops patterns when they're little.
patterns of thinking, patterns of behavior, whether it's patterns of behavior that you see because you see what your mother's doing, or patterns of behavior because you have some asshole telling you you're ugly or you're not worthy or you're this or you're that, and you adopt those patterns as your own because that's the way your brain is designed. Your brain is designed to spot patterns. And so what happens is that happens when you're really little. And then you go through life and you get to be 25 or 30 or 35 or 40 or 45 and you start to go, what the fuck is going on? Why is it that I read all this shit about self-love. Why can I not accept myself?
I know.
Why is it? Well, I'll tell you why.
Yes, please. I love that you're touching on this so early on because this is a large majority of our people. They feel like they're failing daily mm-hmm. as a woman, as mm-hmm. a mom, mm-hmm. as a partner, as a mm-hmm. friend. Why, Mel?
I'll tell you why.
I can't wait.
Because you're in a lag. The woman that you are right now in 2020 is out of sync with the patterns that you're still playing over and over again mm-hmm. from childhood.
So your patterns haven't caught up to who you are.
Correct. Here's the thing. You haven't recognized that they're patterns, and you haven't understood the fundamental rule about being a human being. You can choose what you think about. You can choose how you react to things.
I agree.
And the way that your brain and body is designed is to automate behavior. Mm-hmm. And so if you, since the age you were 8, thought you were fat or unworthy or unlovable or not good enough, the way that your brain works once somebody tells you that bullshit is your brain acts like a giant filter. And so have you ever had an experience where you shop for a car?
Okay. Yes.
All right.
You shop for a car.
We shop together.
I got you your car. Yes, yes.
Okay. And so I'm going to use the example of, let's say you really love the brand new red Acura. Mm-hmm. And so you go into an Acura dealership and you see this gorgeous red Acura hatchback and you test drive it and you think, okay, I'm going to buy this, but I got to wait a day. I got to think through this. And then you go out and what do you see everywhere?
An Acura.
Yeah. What color is it?
Red.
Correct. Because your brain has now locked on to that, and it filters out all the black cars, all the green cars.
It's like when you break up with someone, you see everyone in love but you. You know what I mean? You're like, all these fuckers are in love everywhere.
Correct.
How is everyone in love?
Why is
that? But me.
Because your brain is trained and designed to spot patterns. The reason why I use red Acura is because it's a simple way to remember that you have something called the reticular activity system. It's like a giant hairnet. Mm-hmm. It's a filter.
Did you go to school for this?
No.
You just have talked to so many
people. I learned this shit the hard way by hitting rock bottom in my own life and having to rescue my ass.
Really? But how?
How old are you?
I'm going to tell you. 40.
Oh, I thought you were saying
how did you hit rock bottom?
Oh, I'm about to tell you the story.
I need it all.
It's all right here.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I did not know this.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm the best kind of expert. I learned this shit the hard way.
Yes.
By having to figure it out to save my own ass. And that's why I am so successful, because I don't talk down to people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not some doctor that is diagnosing you. I am shoulder to shoulder with you, mm-hmm. dealing in the shit of life and confronting my own patterns of trauma, my own patterns of anxiety, my own patterns of feeling unworthy, and just sharing all the shit that's working for me. And that's the genesis of all the work that I do. My gift is taking super complicated topics like how your brain works and distilling it down into super sticky and simple ways to apply it and to use the stuff to change your life.
And you had to teach yourself that because you were looking for the knowledge when you hit rock bottom?
No. I couldn't get my ass out of bed and my kids were missing the bus and I was basically an alcoholic who was heading towards divorce.
How did that happen?
Former life coach. Yeah, that's the person you want to hire.
How did that happen?
Well, what ended up happening is life was going really well. My coaching business was decent. Like, it was great money, and I was always very busy. And my husband came home after getting laid off one day in 2006 and said, I don't want to go back to work. And I'm like, was there like a trust fund that was part of this program that I was not aware of? Because you not working was
Are you still married to him?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay,
Doesn't sound like of course right now. Okay.
And his name is Christopher Robbins.
No.
Yes, I swear to God. Yeah, super cute.
Okay, go on. So you were like, what?
Yes, I was like, what? And so he explained that he'd been miserable for a long time and he wanted to pursue his dream.
Oh. What have you been doing? Like finance?
Tech, business development for tech startups.
And how old were your kids?
Oh my God, all the math.
Sorry, young. Yeah, you can say under 10, under.
Well, they were 10 years ago. It was 10 years ago.
Yeah, so
10 and under.
So 10 and three kids, 10 under. Under 10.
Okay, that's another stress on top of.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Because you've got to provide for these people in college and things and houses and bills.
Oh, that gives me anxiety. So,
he basically says that, and we were not in the stage where we had money put away. Like, right. We're paying the bills.
Yeah.
Bring in the check, pay the bills. Bring in the check, pay the bills.
Damn, okay, shit.
So, he says he wants to open a pizza restaurant.
Shut up! A pizza restaurant?
Yeah, that was basically my reaction, too. So I'm like,
fucking hell.
You know, this kind of scares me a little because Mark always says we don't have good pizza in Toronto.
Yeah.
He's from Massachusetts, and I don't know. He went to school in Philly, and he said that there is better pizza, whereas this town has no pizza. He's going to do this to me.
So then what happened?
This was actually a little bit longer ago because I was pregnant at the time, which only made it worse. So I'm like, oh, this is great.
Are
so
you
I'm pregnant,
me?
And I have my own business, and you're now going to open a pizza restaurant, and I'm going to fucking kill you.
And you're pregnant. It makes it so much better.
So here's a great piece of advice somebody gave me, because I was like the raging bitch from hell for 2 months.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted to kill him and shame him into getting a job.
Oh.
And this friend of mine said, look, Chris has made his decision. You need to now make yours.
What does that mean?
That means, are you going to get on this train that's left the station?
Or get out.
And be his biggest cheerleader? Or are you going to be the raging bitch that he did this in spite of?
That's really good.
So then what happened?
But you hear that advice, right?
Yes. Like
you kind of have to resent them. You have to make a choice. I'm assuming that
I made the choice that I'm just going to grit my teeth, and he'd walk in the door, and I'd want to strangle, and I'd be like, and you guys find a location yet? And how's the fundraising going, you know? And eventually, it just started to work. They were working really hard. They raised a little bit of money. They got the first one open, and I'm the first one to admit I was wrong. Like, the first one was a wild success.
What?
40 seats, little place in Belmont, Massachusetts. There's a line out the door opening night. And so what do you do in success? Oh, you go all in. You cash out the 401k. You cash out the kids' college savings. You take a home equity line because that's free money. And you then ask all your friends and family to jump in.
Shit.
And you go try to open the second and the third.
Shit. In other towns?
I'm feeling anxious for you.
And so the second one, and if you open a bunch of restaurants, 1 out of 5 will fail.
Okay.
So the second location was the dog.
Oh.
And it was also majorly over budget, so that by the time they got it open, it had chewed into the funding for the third, which they had already signed a lease on. By the way, this was now right around 2007 and 2008 when the recession hit.
Oh, my God.
So the recession hits, the bottom drops out of the stock market and the housing market, people stop going out to dinner, and we find ourselves $800,000 in debt. The liens hit the house.
You have a new baby, I'm assuming.
Are coming. The new baby's now a year. We can't pay for groceries. I pull my kids from town soccer because we can't pay the $120 for town soccer. My dad sends me a check so we could pay the mortgage for the next 2 months to stave off the bankruptcy. I find myself so completely just blindsided by shame and embarrassment and anger and everything that I can't get out of bed. Like, the way that I dealt with the breakdown was to either scream at Chris or drink. And I would throw back 5 or 6 Manhattans a night and fall asleep in the chair in the living room. And the kids would wake me up in the morning. I mean, it was a disaster.
What was your husband saying at that time?
He was avoiding me like the plague, because what happens for men is that for women, there's a tremendous amount of pressure on us to look a certain way.
Yeah.
And to be caretakers and to put everybody first.
I know what you're going to say.
And for men, it's about providing.
Totally.
And so if you're not providing, it hits you at the core of who you are as a man.
Totally.
They feel the exact same pressure around success and money, because that's what society has told them matters.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened is I got to this point where I could see the divorce coming. I could see that we were about to lose the house. I could see the family being torn apart. And
you saw it from the bed in your own despair,
could just see this is what's coming.
Were you not seeing clients anymore?
Oh, my God. I hadn't seen clients in, like, 2 years. There had been a small detour. I had done something else.
Yeah.
And then that little startup went under, so I found myself not...
So you were both out of work.
He's still trying to keep the restaurants going. I'm working 120 hours a week. I'm now unemployed and barely holding it. The kids are missing the bus every day. I'm hitting the snooze alarm 4 or 5 times a day. I'm drinking away my problems. Okay. I've stopped calling my friends. I'm hiding like crazy. It was awful. Awful, awful, awful. And so I'll never forget, it was a Monday night, it was in February, and I was sitting in the living room of our house, and have you ever hit such a bad moment in your life that you give yourself a pep talk?
I feel like I talk to myself often.
We talk.
This is one of those, like...
It's a big talk. I'm sitting there, all right, Mel, tomorrow, girl, you got to get this together. You have got to fucking get out of bed. You have got to look for a job. You've got to stop yelling at Chris. You've got to call your friends and tell them what's going on. You've got to stop drinking.
That's kind of crazy. You knew that, though.
That you
That's
had your house. Strength that,
like, everyone didn't show up at
That's
your house.
That's crazy that you knew
with
that.
An intervention.
That's not normal.
Forcing you. That's not normal.
But see, I think most everybody has that.
They guess they can't always hear it.
I think they say it. They don't know how. You see, I'm a how brand. I'm not a why brand. Mm. I am a how brand. There's a lot of people that'll talk about the whys and the this and the... I am how. And so I literally was like, and by God, when that alarm rings tomorrow morning, you have got to fucking get out of bed and get those kids on the bus. And then all of a sudden, across the television screen, a rocket ship launched. And it gave me this crazy idea. I thought, okay... Maybe if I launch my ass out of bed, maybe I'll beat the depression and anxiety and the fear that's taking over. And now, I had 4 Manhattans, so it could have been the booze, too.
So, I thought you were going to say you decided you were going to be an astronaut.
Yeah, and so and here's the thing, and this is where all my work comes into. This is where everything was born, was in this moment on a Tuesday morning outside of Boston, Massachusetts, 10 years ago. The alarm rings, okay? Alarm rings.
10 years ago.
Yeah. This book has only been out for 3 years. So the alarm rings, and this is the thing that I believe. You are one decision away from a different life.
I agree.
And all change happens in a 5-second window. That's it. A 5-second decision is how you change it forever. And I'm going to explain this.
Yeah, I think you need to. I think our viewers are so lucky to have you here because you're like speaking to women we hear. I have said this in every podcast that they feel like they're not enough and that they are stuck. And mm-hmm. So you're like, you are not stuck and this is how you get out of
it. Yeah, you're not. You have patterns that are broken, but you're not broken. And so if you understand the patterns that are broken
how
and you
do they
start
do that,
to use
though?
A 5... I'm going to tell you.
Okay, good. Thank
and
you.
And you use the 5-second rule to break any pattern and
tell
replace
us.
It.
Go.
So what happens is that morning, the alarm goes off, right? And I immediately, when the alarm went off, I immediately had that moment where I'm like, I need to get up. And I remember the rocket launch. Now, here's the thing. That moment when your intuition or your guilt or your whatever it is that whispers to you or screams at you that's like, you should speak up, you should go to the gym, you should not do this, you should get out of bed, that is your wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's the call to change. That's the power inside of you. That's the greatest you. Right there. It fucking talks to you all day long. It's like an alarm that goes off inside of you. We don't fucking listen to it. That's why you don't feel good enough. That right there is because you're not fucking listening to yourself. Because you don't know how. Because nobody's ever taught you. So let me tell you how. So the alarm goes off. I hear myself think, I need to get up. But then what do? Instead of doing what your wisdom and your intuition is telling you, you fucking think.
You talk yourself out of it.
And you start to think about whether or not you're going to listen. And within 5 seconds, first of all, the automatic part of your brain takes over. So you now are going to spin in the patterns from the past. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I don't want to. I don't feel like it. What happened for me is I should get up, and then I'm like, I start to think about it. And as this 5-second window opens up in your mind, what comes in is anxiety.
What comes in is depression.
Self-doubt.
What comes in is self-doubt. It's like opening a window in a bedroom and the cold air comes in. And within 5 fucking seconds, you're no longer thinking about the change. You've already gone down the road of the fear.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
And so if you can close the gap in that 5-second moment from your intuition telling you do it and your fear telling you not to, boom, you will fucking win every time. I'm so passionate about this because I'll tell you some of the results of what's happened. So I can feel myself reaching for the snooze button because now this part of my brain is taking over and it's a pattern to hit the snooze button and the depression and the fear and the, oh, this is not, how, why is it going to matter anyway? And I don't feel like it. I just went 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Got
and stood up. I used it every morning and then I was kind of like, So I invented something irritating that helps you get out of bed. How's this going to fucking pay the bills? And then I said to myself, just hold on a second. Why don't you pull this thing out every time today when you hear yourself say you should do something and you don't fucking feel like it? I'll tell you what, I used it 73 times that day because I believe that most of us know the thing we're supposed to do next. And we're avoiding it like the plague.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for example, I walk in the kitchen, I see Chris, the initial reaction is want to kill him. But the truth is, what I really want is to save my marriage. I love the guy.
Yeah.
I know he didn't try to do this.
No.
Right. I know he's doing his best.
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I settle myself down. I'm able to speak to him from a place of like love instead of anger. I see the phone. I need a fucking job. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm picking up the phone. I see my sneakers. I know I should be exercising. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm out the door for a walk.
How long was the change? Like, this was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And how quickly did we get to, like, I know it was 10 years, but when did you become a source of trust versus...
For people?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Probably 5 years later. Because I used this to change my own life. I didn't tell anybody about this.
No, I
mean, how do you talk about this? I mean, it's literally like, oh, you guys want to explode your business and be happier than count to 5. I'm out. The podcast's over. I'll see you later.
We have a podcast, and I think our success of our business is because we have the gift of not thinking, and that's very hard for us to describe to people that we're not up here ever in our, we don't overthink ourselves. We don't analyze ourselves. We go.
When we started the business to make money and a brand partner, the very first one ever, was like, well, how much would it cost to sponsor your little event?
We went
like this, let's count to 3.
No, we went 5, 4, 3,
yeah.
2, 1.
One said 1,000 and one said 3,000. Then we immediately went 2,000.
You know, like that's awesome.
What's and then we, they did it. They were like, okay, we're like, fuck, we left money on the table. Next time it's 3.
So we don't think, but I think for most people, they get so in their
it's
head.
It's hard for them to listen
but
to that.
But that's why
wisdom.
You're growing so quickly. I'll tell you why, because it's riveting to watch somebody who is in alignment with themselves.
I know.
Where there's no hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
With just saying what's there for you.
But listening to your own wisdom, right? Instead
mm-hmm.
of having all the clouded, like, conversation.
Yeah,
do you believe most people can get there?
Yes.
You do.
1,000%.
Oh, it's so hard for them.
It doesn't have to be.
I know, but they make it so hard for them. So
depends
they don't
how have... much you want to suffer.
I know, right? But, like, I feel like sometimes when you hear people talk and you want to tell them all of this stuff and just, like, do it like this and do it like that, and it's like... It feels like they're so far from it. Like, do they need so much therapy to get to
where
the place where they can see it like we do?
Well, I mean...
They can't afford it.
Well, I think that therapy is a fantastic thing.
Okay.
This is a wonderful place to start.
Yeah.
But the best change is to change your behavior.
Yeah.
And the 5-second rule is how you do it. See, you can talk all you want about what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know how to make yourself do it when you're scared, when you're full of doubt, when you think you're not worthy, when you're anxious, when you don't feel like it, you're not going to.
Yeah.
And so what happened for me is in the course of 3 years, Chris used this with his partner to do all the hard things they were avoiding, to talk to investors and tell them what's going on, go back to real estate agents or real estate folks and renegotiate leases and scale back on the business and jump back in and do 50 million jobs. And slowly but surely, everything started to...
Does he still have a pizza job?
Thank God, no. No.
Okay, I was like, wait, we need to wrap that up where he doesn't...
I can't wait to go there for pizza.
Excellent pizza, but thank God, no, he's out of the restaurant business.
Okay.
So, 5-4-3-2-1 started cold calling to get a job.
What were you going for at the time?
Well, I went for the first thing I thought, which was a radio audition that paid $50 a week for a 2-hour show on Saturday mornings. I ended up landing it.
Even though you were a lawyer, you didn't want to go back to that?
No, I had been done practicing law for a long time. I hated being a lawyer. Well, I love being a public defender, but I hated being a lawyer in a law firm,
Oh, okay.
So that show got pretty popular, and then it became a weekday show.
Did they pay you more?
A little bit on the weekend, not much. And then it became...
You say radio?
Yeah.
So you would go every weekend and have
a 2-hour talk radio show.
And they just gave it to you.
In Boston. Well, I'd audition.
$50, yeah.
And then I went and worked as a consultant in a tech firm because I had done a lot of coaching in startups. And so I went back to a tech firm and started doing some coaching and started pulling it together. And so that show went from weekdays to being syndicated weekdays to winning a big award. And then CNN saw that I won the award. And this was right when the Trayvon Martin murder happened. And I, with my criminal defense background, did a ton of commentating. So here I am 20 years, reaching back to the stuff that you left behind, realizing, oh my God, this is now part of the journey that makes me so good at commentating on television.
You aligned yourself and you took off.
So I find myself in 2011, so we're still talking 9 years ago, everybody, where they do the first ever TEDx conference.
Yeah.
And a friend of a friend of a friend told the person that was curating that I'd changed my jobs more than, an ABBA concert, has a costume change.
Right.
And so I get asked to give a talk on career change, first speech I'd ever given in my entire life. I walk on stage and have a 21-minute long panic attack.
I was going to say, were you like freaking, like, because it's like you're like, you just like, I walked on and did a TED talk.
But the words still came out clearly?
Sort of. Through the neck rash and the like, talking a million miles an hour.
I have to stop you for a second. So it sounds like you're a doer. You don't think too much. You just go.
Not anymore.
Like, I need to put a step in. I need to do a foot. I need to step. I need to walk. Even though you were super uncomfortable, you were like, I'm going to do this, because you don't talk yourself out of doing it, basically, is what...
Well, I got really stuck in that when I hit the breakdown moment, because I was doing too much thinking and not any doing.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
And so I give this talk. It was not about the 5-second rule. I had never told anybody about the 5-second rule at this point.
That was your own
I'd been
secret.
It was my own little secret thing. But I literally forgot how to end the talk.
You forgot how to end?
The TEDx talk, yeah. So I literally, with a full-on neck rash, look out at the audience, completely forget what I'm supposed to say, and go, by the way, there's this thing I do.
Oh,
I call it the 5-second rule.
God, found something.
The moment you have an instinct to do something, you got to move in 5 seconds or your brain will kill it, and I leave the stage. I think nothing of it. I go back to my life. A year later, somebody puts it online. A year later, 2012, so you're talking 8 years ago now.
Who put it online?
I have no idea.
Okay.
And it starts to take off, and it gets about 1 million views. It's got almost 24 million now.
So they, you saying it, or they said it in their own words? Like, you know, like it was it you?
No,
saying,
it was my talk.
It was your talk. Okay, perfect. Just curious.
And so then people start reaching out on Facebook going, I saw that talk you gave in San Francisco. Now, I'm busy at CNN. I'm busy living my life, living my best life. I'm, like, doing my thing. And I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? I had no idea that this was even online. And so people start to ask if I would like to come speak at conferences.
About the 5-second rule.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay. So I maybe do 7 speeches over the course of 2 years where I'm not paid. I have no idea this is a thing normal people do.
Okay. No
I'm
agent.
I'm not looking to do this.
Okay.
And it was at the Pennsylvania Women's Conference. I had a room of 1,000 people. The speech is nothing like what I do now. Because I became the most booked female speaker in the world.
Drop the mic.
$75,000 for an hour speech.
Yes, girl.
And the most, and I'm not the least bit embarrassed to say that.
No.
Like, you need to own your fucking success. And I deserve every dollar, if not more.
What was
I could be booked 365 days a year. I am that good.
What is your husband at this point when you start getting successful?
Thank God he had his own nervous breakdown, left the restaurant business, got sober for 2 years, became a yoga instructor, and is a stay-at-home dad who now runs men's retreats. God bless
you. Dude, you guys, my God, you need a show about your life.
Shut up.
He's a yoga teacher?
Yeah, he is the single best thing that's ever happened to me.
What?
And I will tell you right now, and women, listen to me right now, stop denying your fucking ambition and stop putting your ambition on your partner. Every single
say
conflict.
That, what do you mean? Like, stop putting your ambition
women
on your partner.
Women are trained to be nice. We are not trained to be ambitious. We are not trained to go out there and make a lot of money and build things. We are trained to build people up and take care of them. And there is something wrong with you. You're a bitch. You're aggressive. You're bossy. You're this bullshit. Bullshit. I literally was on my husband all the time about his career because I am the one that has all of the ambition in the world.
Right.
And when the universe reset our marriage, we fell into the right roles in our marriage. Chris is a caretaker. He's a deeply spiritual human being.
Wow.
He is an incredible parent. He is centered and organized and rational and smart.
During all of that crazy stuff, what did you guys go to, like, couples therapy? How did you figure that out together? Because that seems like really big problem. Like, really big issues when a lot of people have smaller ones and they don't even know how to get through it.
I think a lot of it is, we had both done a ton of personal development before all this had happened. So both of us had done Landmark Education as students for a while.
Okay.
We, you know, had listened to all of Tony Robbins' tapes. We had both been in therapy for other things. We had read a bazillion books, listened to the greats. I mean,
so you guys are on the same page in that area.
Foundation. That doesn't protect you from having a major breakdown, by the way.
No.
It just gives you tools and a language that you can use. And so what happened is that he went searching for what happiness meant to him and really had to deconstruct the pressure that society puts on guys.
Uh-huh.
Particularly when you have a super successful dad and you feel like you're supposed to do that too.
That's hard.
And then all of a sudden you're not successful and the thing that you did
and
failed.
Success is different levels, right?
Of course.
Is different meanings and different, like.
But even that takes wisdom to know.
No, I know, but I think that a lot of moms are like, I'm just a stay-at-home mom. I'm like, if that's what you love, do it. If you're great at being a stay-at-home mom, do that. There's
of
no,
course.
It's no because.
Of course. I'm sorry, I'm having a hot flash. It's
oh, shit.
Oh, my God, I love it. I sweat in my sleep. Is there a problem?
No, not yet. How old are you?
40.
No, you're fine. That's not
happening. No, you're fine.
That's probably right, the drunk sweats. That's not the
I've had those, too.
You're too plowed. A little marijuana will take care of that.
We're working on that.
The right dosage
all right,
for
so
that.
You success shit.
Okay, so then what happens?
So thankfully, here's what happens. So somebody comes up to me at the Pennsylvania Women's Conference, what an irony, and says, oh my God, I was in your room, you're really great. I'm a fellow speaker. Can I ask you a question, speaker to speaker? I said, sure. She goes, did you get your check yet?
Touche.
And I go, check? You got paid for that shit?
Oh, shit.
She's like, you didn't? I just assumed you did. You were in the huge breakout room. I'm like, I didn't know people got paid for this. So then I had no idea what to charge or how the whole thing worked.
Thank God she came and asked you that.
No kidding. And so I made myself a promise that the next time somebody called, I would 5-4-3-2-1, take a deep breath, and say, what's your budget?
Okay.
And then I'd go 5-4-3-2-1, and I'd say, normally I'm double. And then the first phone call came in, and it's the man who runs my entire speaking business, Darren Powell, Powell Speakers, love Darren.
Oh, so Darren has other speakers, but he's like the agent.
He was the first one, he was the one that found me. It was meant to be, no question.
How did he find you?
His wife had seen, Lori had seen the speech going viral on Facebook.
Okay.
And she is a partner in Jay Hilburn, the men's custom suiting company, and she asked him if he would reach out to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know, blowing up online, find out who her agent is, and can you get her for a sales conference? So he called me. Now, meanwhile, this is 5 years ago?
Shit, a lot happened in 5 years.
Just 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
And, the phone rings. I can see myself sitting in the kitchen, and you know he introduces himself and asks if I'm available. And I 5-4-3-2-1 take a deep. What's the budget? He said $10,000. I dropped the fucking phone. That was like 3 months' mortgage. We only recently clawed our way out of the debt and started saving again. Like, it was such a hole. And, you know, restored our 401ks and the kids' college funds. Like,
are you mind-blowing it yourself?
Yes. In 5 years, you've restored all this shit and saved?
Oh, yeah.
$75,000, babe. Come on now.
Got it, babe.
Got it? Come on.
So I started speaking like crazy. And that first year...
I would, too.
Oh, my God. Because I'm like, oh, my God. Yes.
You want to just get your family back.
And plus, yes, I'm doing this because I'm like, I'm now going to go out and I am going to go and I'm going to like support my husband in really healing himself and pursuing what he is truly meant to do.
With zero resentment.
Zero, because we get so fucked up around what it means to take care of somebody else.
that somebody's got to buy you something, or somebody's got to make amount of money, or somebody's got to provide you that renovation you wanted, or the trip to Disney, or whatever the fuck it is. The support that we all need is emotional support. And when I stopped bashing my husband for not making the money I wanted, and I could actually see all of the shit he was doing that is worth more than any dollar could pay for.
Wow.
And so I immediately realized there's no way I could do 110 speeches a year if
without him.
He's not home as the anchor for our family and the anchor for me.
I do have to say most women don't have a Chris.
Yes.
Like, they don't have that.
Yes.
So that would be a barrier for a lot of them because they have to take care of they have to be the anchor and...
Mm-hmm. He doesn't know how to be.
Yeah.
You have to train them.
Oh.
And what if you're single with kids?
Then you got to find a support system.
Yeah.
And you also have to stop beating yourself up, and you have to, I think, bring your expectations in line with where you are, and you have to find small ways to inch your dreams forward and small ways to take care of yourself.
Do you think everyone has a dream?
Oh, of course they do.
Okay.
You see, if you look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? So the big triangle,
yeah,
we learned about, and at the bottom, you know, you die if you don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
You die if you don't have shelter. You die if you can't breathe. You die if you don't have water. And then you kind of go up a little bit. You then have the needs that are not life or death, but are just as important for life, which is sex and community.
Is sex up there?
Yeah, it is.
Shit.
A good vibrator will keep you going.
Okay. It doesn't have to be a man, right?
Okay. Of course not.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't, and if it also doesn't have to be a woman. Like, it could, like, you can have sexual relations with yourself.
So, ladies, do you hear that?
So, the thing that, that we don't talk about is the top need, and that is a need for growth. We all have a fundamental need for growth, and so
but this has to be met in order. You
yes.
have to be like if you're
yes.
just if you are just making a bite to feed your family,
yes.
and you are working 18 hours. Like I think we're so cognizant of the women who are double shifting just to feed
mm-hmm.
their children and their spouse might be deployed
yep.
or they might be single
yep.
or you know it doesn't mean it can't come down the line. But right now you're doing a great job
yeah,
right there.
But
you know?
Even right there, there are baby steps that don't take.
But
too
see,
much
but time. Hold on. Here's what your dream could be. Your dream could be that your kids launch into happy lives.
Yeah.
Your dream could be that you are present and enjoy, for the most part,
yeah.
your life.
Oh, yes.
Your dream could be that you learn how to manage your anxiety. Because I haven't even told you about the 25-year battle with anxiety.
When did that end?
I ended
She's,
5 years
you
ago.
You ended it.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been on... I was on Zoloft for 2 decades. I haven't had a panic attack, a drug, a bout of anxiety in 5 years.
How did
Why?
You,
how?
5 second rule.
Huh.
I haven't even told you like the whole story of this.
You all need to go buy this
but
book
so listen
immediately.
To me. Listen to me. So the thing about growth and do we have, all have dreams, the way your body's wired is to signal you when fundamental needs aren't being met. So what do you feel in your body if you need water?
Thirsty.
And what do you feel in your body if you need food?
Hungry.
Yeah. And what do you feel if you need connection?
Horny.
Yeah. Totally.
That's a bad word.
I'll tell you what you feel if you're not growing.
It's dated.
Yeah. You feel stuck.
Yeah.
That is a signal from your body that you're no longer growing.
Shit.
Isn't that cool?
Yes. And I know so many people.
That's it.
We don't have time to... We don't... If we're stuck, we jump. It's so... And I think that what you're telling people is to listen. And we've been trying to tell people these words, but that's why Mel is here, not us, because if you do it, it's very hard to know how we do
this is why there's a disconnect between somebody coming to you and saying, my spouse left me, I'm a single parent, I work a shift job, I'm full of anxiety, and I'm stuck, and somebody going, have you tried a painting class? You're like, what in the fuck are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm worried about paying groceries. The reason why
a lot of the advice feels like you don't even comprehend what I'm going through is because you haven't connected the dots for why this stuff is important. Taking a bath every night and having a tiny self-care ritual that brings you presence, which is one of mine too, super important.
Kat thinks it's gross that I bathe myself.
Yeah, I do too.
Lovely.
I do too. It's super important because you're stopping the hamster wheel and you're taking a moment. What you're actually doing is you're stimulating the parasympathetic nervous system, which ties into anxiety. And that's super important. Taking a painting class is important.
I feel like for me, the bath and how it ends my day is that even for when I had my babies and I wanted them to go to sleep, I always ended with the warm water and the relaxation to put them into that new space for sleep. So I feel like I'm kind of a baby in that way, but I need to do it to get to the rest.
Yeah. And we do it with drinking, you know, 5 o'clock. I'm moving from work mode to, or take care of kid mode into relax mode.
Yeah.
So the other reason why I say take a class is because if you feel stuck, you've stopped learning. Just getting and taking a class, it doesn't matter if it's around flower arranging or if it's around online business.
Or like a free running club, even though you've never done it, go join a club. Yes. Even if you hate it, go try it.
Go volunteer in a community project. Doing something like that makes you feel like you're growing. You immediately stop feeling so stuck.
And I feel like what we're so lucky in our job that we have somehow created, and I'm sure you too, is we get to meet people we would otherwise never talk to and hear their stories, which expands our mind and makes us like feel like we're growing from meeting people. Because if we weren't doing what we were doing and traveling and get to meet people, we'd be at home talking to each other with our kids.
Drop off, pick up, Groundhog Day, right?
Nothing wrong with that.
No,
if you enjoy it,
not for us.
I you're blowing my mind all kinds, and I know a lot of people at home feel like...
You feel like that emoji right now that's like...
I feel like, okay, I'm going to say this. A lot of people have empty empowerment, and it's something that...
What's empty empowerment?
So a 25-year-old we spoke with who was an MMA fighter, and she now does this course called Girls Who Fight, and she was not good at anything, and she basically has brain damage that is not reversed from fighting, and she had to do something.
She should go talk to Dr. Amen, which is who I just came from.
Okay.
I was the world's leading expert on this, and you can actually repair a damaged brain.
Well, I'm going to tell her, and she was so wise and so raw and not like spoken in anything other than being in a world of fighting as a girl and having to create this, and she's like, I go to all these girl conferences trying to understand it, and she's like, it's like empty empowerment. They're all like, go
you're
girl,
smart, you're good, you're confident. You can do this.
And she's like,
they don't teach them how.
No one's teaching them that you need to get uncomfortable and you need to do things that are so hard. So she created a fight. It's called Girls Who Fight, and the girls go and fight and get uncomfortable and understand their body limitations and how strong they are. And she's like, I get nervous of all this empty empowerment.
There's a lot of horseshit on the internet. That's for sure.
And so you saying
and people that are really young trying to counsel people without any life experience. But hold on a second. So let me just get to the really
please.
Important thing. Because what ended up happening is I ended up writing the book.
Yes.
Came out in 2017. And what's happened is it's now in 32 countries, sold, millions
all
of copies, whatever.
All
different translated in all different languages. But the bigger thing is that... when I was, and then of course the speaking career took off, 47 the first year, 80 something the next year, 111 the next year, and I started to notice, because before I go on stage, I have one thing that I say to myself, there is one person in that audience that is not going to commit suicide because of what I say.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's my boy.
And I don't care if there's 27,000 people in that audience or there is 27. Mm-hmm. That there is one person whose ass is supposed to be in that chair. Because everything that I talk about is changing the mental patterns that are broken.
Right. You're giving them tangible
and
tools.
And those people
they can
are
take
there
home.
Because they need tools.
And so what happened is I started to notice that the book lines were where all of the most amazing conversations were happening. So just two years ago, I had 2,000 Instagram followers. I just had somebody start to film everything and put it online.
Yeah.
And the success of the 5-second rule had Audible approach us. So we have done 3 Audible originals for them that we've released in the last 18 months. I'm really proud of one that if you are working, you should check out Work It Out, because it's all about the rules that women need to know in work. Because there's only one behavior change that translates to getting paid more.
What's that?
Visibility.
I was like asking for it.
Visibility.
That's what I thought
you only get paid for the things people know about, and most women are lousy at marketing their work.
I think they've been taught to be quiet.
Correct.
They've been taught.
And then there was a huge book that we did called Take Control. That's all about how, and this gets into the patterns from childhood. If you have experienced trauma, so if you're a survivor of any kind of sexual abuse, if you're the victim of a crime, if you've been deployed, if you were in a household where your parents fought or you had an alcoholic for a parent, you likely have trauma that is stored in your nervous system. And what happens is you're not aware of the fact that 35 years later, that when your boss comes barreling down the hallway and you immediately cower and you wonder, what the fuck? It's your trauma response. Mm-hmm. And starting to identify those triggers and training your body and your mind to have a different reaction changes your entire fucking life. And so for me with anxiety, I had anxiety as long as I can remember. I got medicated at the age of 21 because I was having debilitating panic attacks. Mm. I took Zoloft for 2 decades. It saved my ass. The only time I came off it was when our 21-year-old was born, and I had such severe postpartum depression, like the scary-ass kind, where I had to have somebody with me at all times because I could not be trusted to be alone.
Right.
And so when I talk about the mental patterns and the way we torture ourselves, I've lived this nightmare. But what happened when the 5-second rule got published and the TED Talk started exploding and our content started going everywhere is we reached over 2 million people a day. And the stories that come in are mind-blowing. I didn't jump off a bridge. We know of at least 100 people who have not committed suicide or died by suicide because they've used 5-4-3-2-1 to stop themselves,
right,
and ask for help. We have veterans organizations using it to help vets with other modalities to reprogram the response.
It's how I get my kids into bed, just so you know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't count out. I count down. I go five, make a better decision. 5-4-3-2 And it just...
Well, go up. It won't work.
Just anything. I'm like, no, just... I'm letting you know this is 5 seconds for you to change your behavior at this moment. 5-4-3-2 And then by 1, they're fucking running up the stairs.
Well, it's a positive
them.
Cue.
Positive
so they're positive
cue.
And negative cues when it comes to habits. And so what happened is pediatricians are now using this and therapists. We had a woman come to the talk show and say that she's a psychiatric inpatient nurse in Pennsylvania, and they play our videos for people inpatient, and the one thing that people seem to remember is 5-4-3-2-1 when they're
we have we didn't realize, like, our Mom Truth book and our videos, but we get prescribed to new moms to
that's
follow
incredible.
Us because, and that's exactly Ooh. What my
oh
doctor.
My God.
This is.
Oh, we are? Okay.
Oh,
give me, can I have 10 minutes?
Yeah.
I know
no, you're,
slightly...
there's no rush. This is just cocktails, but I know you guys have
okay.
to go.
But we didn't realize, but I, you know, when I had my first baby and I was having a really hard time, my doctor prescribed to me and said, I need you. And she wrote down the address of the closest mom group and said, I need you to go there. And I was like, I don't want to go. I don't want to even leave the house with my baby. I don't want to do this. But there wasn't social media. There wasn't all this stuff. So now a lot of doctors say, go follow Kat and Nat. They'll show you a little bit of happiness in this dark time.
Amazing.
You know? So
amazing.
It's so good. But
so here's how you use it. So for everybody's now like, how do I use it? How do I use it? Because I know we're like coming to the end.
We could be here all night, but anyways, I know you have to go. It's free.
Which is amazing. You need to understand that, first of all, whatever the thoughts are, if they're not helping you, they're harming you.
Yes.
So you don't have to think them. So when a negative thought comes into your mind, just start counting backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you are telling your mind, I'm not going to think this. Now, if you chronically think negative things, I want you to go through your day and write down all the negative things that you say to yourself. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two is come up with something else.
Alternative.
So that you have it ready to go.
Change the channel.
At zero, you're ready to go. My
yes.
new positive
thing. And the reason why change a channel is something a lot of pediatricians say, which is why you want to have your go-to thought ready to go. I'll give you one quick example. I used to be terrified of flying. Mm. And so the way that you use this is, you know, my negative thought is I'm going to fucking die.
Yeah.
This plane's going to crash. And so what you do is you use the 5-second rule, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, whenever that thought comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Before you get on the plane, come up with what I call an anchor thought. It's
yes.
a thought that anchors you down in something positive.
Yes.
Okay. So on a plane, I always think about where am I going? And what's the first meal I'm going to have?
Oh, love, love. That is right up our alley.
Right?
What are we having for lunch?
Right? And so...
I like that.
You're on the plane. Turbulence hits. Your mind goes, oh, fuck, I'm going to die. Go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm not thinking about that. You're like, I am so excited to have that burger at that hotel when I get there. And something crazy will happen. You will have literally interrupted your thoughts and you will have settled your body.
Yes.
And you'll be back in control.
Yes. It's what we have to do to our children before bed when they start saying negative things, and then we take them to a happy place and go, always
we
go
do
back
the
to this place.
Five things that you can see, 4 things that you can touch, 3 things that you can hear,
oh,
2
that.
Things that
yeah.
you can smell, and then I do 1 thing you're grateful for. So what
That's
are you
awesome.
Great? Like, ground yourself in gratefulness, because that will often change the dialogue. And I think for people of anxiety with your children, I don't know if you can attest to this, but so many people go to anxiety. And then I remember being told, excitement and nervousness and anxiety are the same
That's
feeling.
Right.
So now we are telling people that when they feel excited,
okay.
you're anxious, which
uh-huh.
is no, because excitement can be a beautiful, wonderful,
right.
exciting
so here's
thing.
What you need to know. That comes from a Harvard Medical School study.
Is it
it's
true?
It's only 18 months old. It comes from a Harvard Medical School study.
Okay.
It's called Reframing Performance Anxiety. This is all the stuff that I...
Because
out
you're
work.
Excitement. We don't want to be nothing. We want to be happy. And your birthday's tomorrow. My daughter's
works.
Like, I'm anxious. I'm like, fuck, you're excited. Stop. This is good. You
yeah.
should be
yeah.
excited.
And yeah. here's the number one mistake we moms make, and then I got to hop.
Yeah, we know. Okay, good. Shit, we're going to steal you.
No, that's okay. You have to stop rescuing them.
Yeah. Yes.
It makes the anxiety worse.
Yeah, agreed.
No, because
this is
then
science.
They can't figure it out
this
if you're
not
there.
This is
not
three moms.
No.
Yes, you have to say, I get it. Let's come up with an anchor thought. Let's practice switching your mind. Let's practice like saying we're excited. And I promise you, you're not going to go through it alone. I promise you we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And don't everyone feels nervous. Like when you get balls and hair and things in puberty, you're going to feel anxious that your body's changing.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah, of course.
It's not like, oh, I like girls. I like boys. I don't know. Normal to feel. You're allowed to have feelings.
You got to handle it themselves and be resilient if
you're
not there.
I need to know how I can
go.
Support you guys.
Okay.
I got to go. But
Mel Robbins, where
you?
Do we get her? Just love us. That's all we need. That's all we need. It's just,
I love you.
Just say you're our friend and we're good.
We just want a friend.
Get it anywhere you want. I don't care.
Where do you get this? Amazon. Like,
yeah, and also, if you can...
get it wherever you want. I don't care.
But where do they get it?
No, but for real, here's the thing I want you to know. I am on a mission to make a huge impact.
Yeah.
You are making a huge impact.
I know. And I am... It is such a privilege to make a difference in people's lives, mm-hmm. and to know that I'm helping people move through anxiety, that I'm helping people live with depression, that I'm helping people manage PTSD, that I'm helping people make really scary changes. And there is so much free content. You do not need to buy this book.
Right.
You can go to our YouTube channel and subscribe for free.
That's what she says.
And you can learn everything you need to know about this book. If you want the book, just go to Amazon, go to a bookstore. But truly, everything that you that we talk about, I put out for free because I don't want the fact that you don't have the money.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd rather have you put that money, if you're struggling, to yourself, to yes. your kids, to...
Yes. Goosebumps, Mel. Yeah. I literally have goosebumps.
Do you think that any of your... Did any of your wisdom come from your own mother? Or did you find this on your own? And I know it went.
I think that there's a lot that I have learned for sure from my mom. And there's a lot of things that I say now that I'm like, oh, you know, she used to say that too. And, you know, she's a very tough, amazing.
She's a tough woman?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a good
relationship? She had her own. Oh, I have a fantastic relationship.
Did you always?
We had a really rough period when I fell in love with Chris because his family's out here and my family's in the Midwest. And now that I'm a mother, I understand that my mom was really sad and really jealous and felt replaced.
Yeah.
And when she started feeling that way, I was an asshole.
Yeah.
Because yeah. I did not like the way that she expressed those feelings.
That's, yeah.
And so we were in a really kind of, you know, we had like a 3-day tolerance for one another.
Yeah.
For about 15 years.
You're her only daughter?
Yes.
Are you her only daughter?
Yes.
And we say this to every person, would you ever want a different mother?
Oh my God, no. She's the greatest.
Love it.
On the planet. And I was the asshole because I did not understand how deeply. Because I was like, what are you talking about? You're my mom. I love you. We see you more than we see his family. I know his family's only 3
She knew
away,
that. She knew.
That came
she
with knew maturity you time. Were.
Yeah, but now I get it.
Mom's
because
now.
I have 21 and a 19-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. And I see them off in the world. And I think to myself, what would I do?
Yeah.
If they were halfway across the country. And really, I'd probably hate their fucking mother a lot too.
And moms know when their kid is here. And when they know exactly where their kid, even if they're in front of you, you know when your kid is somewhere else.
Yes.
And you're like, where are you? I need you back.
Yes.
Like, you know.
Yes.
It's a fucked up
She
connection.
Actually said that to me like 4 years ago. I finally feel like I have you back.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is.
That broke my heart.
Every mom knows it. That they could be right in front of you, but you know when they're not with you.
I love you, mom.
You guys, stay. Oh,
right,
love
I love you,
mom.
Too.
Oh, my God.
This is
thank
like,
you
I
guys.
Would come to one of your events.